Now we can pick. Here we go. Time to bring in Pat Pagano and give us the update on Flow. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you. Let's not have you start with computer problems this morning, please.
That was me. I clicked the wrong button.
Oh, okay. We'll forgive you.
Twice in a row.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
anyway,
I bought up
on the radar. Boy, that storm is certainly moving slow.
You're talking about Florence.
Yeah.
It is. There's no doubt about it. And that's still a problem. That is still the problem, folks, because people think because the storm has weakened to a Cat 2 that, you know, oh, this is great news. It's not great news. It wasn't based on the intensity of the storm. It was based on the slow movement and where it is just going to pound areas. But what has happened is because it has weakened a little bit, it has also grown. So now instead of everything extending 70 miles in every direction, it's 150 miles. So that means more real estate will be subjected to storm surge and rainfall. So the effects are still the same and very devastating.
And tell me, I was watching a guy from the National Weather Service. He said every time that the storm weakens and the eye wall reforms, it loses strength, but it grows bigger to the outside. But because it's moving so slow and it's now going to be going into warm water, it could go from a Category 2 to a Category 3 or 4 very quickly.
That is correct. Absolutely correct. It is crossing the Gulf Stream as we speak right now. Would not surprise me. Not surprise me at all. If we see that get up, that the maybe even the 8 o'clock advisory, because the planes are still going in. Once the storm gets too close to the coast, the planes can't go in because there's a lot of friction and it can be very, very dangerous for them. So they continue to go. But I'm looking at the satellite picture and I see the eye. It is extremely, extremely visible right now as we speak. And it is actually south-southeast of Hatteras or southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina. And moving right now, to me, it looks like it's moving more west as opposed to northwest. And if that is correct, you're looking at the eye getting closer to Myrtle Beach than North Carolina. So a lot is riding on this. It'll be very interesting to see what happens as the storm progresses. In the meantime, what I should do right now, let's see if we're getting any reports of strong winds since the storm is closer to the coast. It appears like no. It appears like the wind is not all hasn't picked up yet, and that's that. You know, with storms like this, I'm not surprised. Cape Hatteras right now. These are the warnings for Cape Hatteras. High surf advisory, beach hazard statement, hurricane warning, storm surge warning, flash flood watch. That's all for Cape Hatteras right now. And for some reason, they are not reporting. There's no instrumentation right now. Oh, here we go. Cape Hatteras is cloudy at 84 degrees. The wind is northeast at 15 and the barometer is 2988 and falling. Visibility there is 9 miles. Their peak wind is at 30 miles an hour right now. So it's beginning to pick up out of the northeast. For us, what can I say, folks? It's their misfortune, our fortune. We'll have clouds and a chance of a shower or two. There can be a couple of breaks in the clouds later today, 75 to 80. Tonight will be partly cloudy with fog, low 60s. Partly cloudy Friday, 80 to 85. Sunny and warm, middle 80s Saturday. Sunny and warm, middle 80s Sunday. So we have a very, very nice weekend. What happens to Florence after she gets inland? No, there's a couple of scenarios. The GFS America model wants to take it to Ohio and then scoop it up the St. Lawrence River Valley. That'll be about Tuesday of next week. The Euro model wants to take it up the eastern side of the Appalachians and give us a bout of rain with it, probably Monday night and Tuesday. So either way, we'll probably get something out of it. If it comes up the eastern slopes of the Appalachians, we'll probably get like a little punch of rain. If it comes up the western side of the Appalachians, we'll get a slap of rain. And that will be till Tuesday of Wednesday of next week.
What about all the other stuff behind it?
Okay, Helene stays in the Atlantic. Joyce is in the Atlantic, does not affect us. Isaac is a tropical storm. It goes south of Jamaica, the island. It could turn up, affect Florida and the southeast coast next week. And then the system in the Gulf of Mexico will probably become Kirk and move to Texas and inundate Texas with more heavy rain. They don't need it. I was talking to somebody in Texas yesterday. I was on with one of the techs from Apple. And he was telling me how drenched they are already. And the last thing they need is... Don't pay any attention to that phone. It's our phone. And don't pay any attention to that. And, you know, that's less than they need. I called Apple yesterday afternoon because I needed to get a break from answering the phone calls that were coming in between Florence and what the weather's going to be for last night's doubleheader with the Mets. So I went up there and I asked him if he'd just give me a quick tutorial on blue screen. And he did. And what I needed to do worked out very well. So that was happy stuff. You know, I don't know what to say, but this whole area of rain developed late yesterday and last night over New Jersey and Long Island. And, you know, it went to Connecticut, but you didn't really get it.
Pat, what do you mean we didn't get it? It rained all day.
No, this is last night.
It rained last night here.
It did?
Yeah. It rained last night. I'll say it was raining in between 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and till 12:30. Yeah.
Okay, because that was not the area that I was concerned with. Huh. I was concerned with the area further south because I didn't get any rain here in the Lower Hudson Valley. We got no rain at all. So there were two separate areas of rain. One to the north, which was you, and then that went eastward to give 2 to 3 inches of rain in eastern Connecticut last night, overnight. Eastern Connecticut, like places east of the River Valley, Willimantic and places like that, down to New London, they got heavy rain. Over to Long Island, they got heavy rain. There were cars submerged on the North Shore and flooding rains there. So what happened at Citi Field is they had very, very light rain, not really heavy rain at all. So I had to constantly speak with them until 10 o'clock last night. And they played game one, and now today they got a doubleheader. But today they should have better luck, and that should not happen again today.
We had some downpours yesterday morning. We easily got between 1 inch and 2 inches of rain here yesterday.
It's amazing, and very little, if anything, here.
Just pounded down here. Pounded down here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, I'm glad I had showers and thunderstorms in the forecast.
It worked out perfectly, your forecast. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad
because we
did
have showers and thunderstorms.
Sheesh.
There you go. So there you go.
Yeah, everybody's waterlogged. Everybody just about had it. So sit back, relax. We have one more day to sum this all up.
All right, Pat, I will speak to you tomorrow morning.
All righty, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.